Hello, it's Thursday, April the 8th, and we are in the prophet Isaiah. Tomorrow will be another edition of Fun Facts Friday, and I hope that you'll enjoy that one. We're in Isaiah chapter 4. There's an awkward chapter division here, and the first verse of chapter 4 really belongs, I think, with the end of chapter 3. And so today's section consists of verses 2 through 6. And it's a turning point. Chapter 3 was all about judgment. Chapter 4 anticipates what will be a major theme for Isaiah, and particularly in the second half of Isaiah, from chapters 37 onwards, and especially from chapter 40 onwards. And we're introduced in verse 2, in that day. And this is typical of the prophet. He's looking forward. He's looking beyond Babylon. He's looking beyond the exile to a coming of God in deliverance. And more than just the deliverance back from Babylon under, you remember, Ezra and Nehemiah and so on. And he's looking way into the future for a greater deliverance and a personal deliverance. And he uses here the image of the branch of the Lord, the branch of the Lord. And this is of course a reference to Jesus. It's a messianic reference, and he's not the only prophet who uses that depiction. Jeremiah does, and Zechariah does too. The branch of the Lord. There's a trajectory. There's a storyline, and from that storyline, a branch develops. And it'll be the branch of the deliverer. He's looking 700 years into his future. And what he sees is the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be the pride and honor of the survivors of Israel. There is a remnant according to the election of grace. And Isaiah looks to the future. He sees the coming of Jesus as the great deliverer, and he sees beyond that again. And in verses 5 and 6, then the Lord will create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day and smoke and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a canopy, there will be a booth, for shade by day from the heat, and for a refuge and a shelter from the storm and rain. And of course, he's using Exodus language here. The coming of God in all his glory to provide a shade and a booth and a shelter for God's people. There is a coming judgment, but God's people will find refuge in this branch. And it's a prophetic depiction of the coming of Jesus and the glory and triumph and shelter and shade that God's people will find by putting their faith and trust in Christ, the deliverer, the second Moses, if you like, who will bring his people to the promised land and to glory. Well, that's a theme that will develop much more significantly in the second half of the prophet Isaiah. Tomorrow, Fun Facts Friday, but today, have a wonderful day.